And so I don't second guess their observations. They've been working with us to deploy non-lethals. They sat with us and shared their story. They're looking for some solutions. They're trying to hang on to hope, folks. And that's something I take very seriously, because that is our pathway to success in the implementation of a sustainable population of wolves in Colorado, and resolving conflicts with livestock. Like that's the deal, right? And in my mind, we will continue to lean in to help. There might need to be additional actions taken, both non-lethal and potentially lethal. And we gave them our commitment that we were going to stand alongside them and help move through this conflict together, right? So I want to put that out there. Like, these are good human beings that are have their livelihoods at stake, have a lot of pressures on them, and they're not doing the wrong things. They're working with us and doing the right things, and we got to continue to help them out. And that means we need to throw all the tools and actions that we can to do this, right? And in my experience, that's rarely full pack removal. That's usually incremental. To again, those lethal removals are intended to modify pack behavior. I think there's data out there that suggests that we may not have modified that pack behavior enough. And so we'll keep leaning into it. I'm happy to like brainstorm ways that the commission might be able to help us. I think a big one right out of the gate is making sure that our resources aren't reduced, because that we have animals on the landscape, and any sort of reduction in our staff capacity or our funding really puts those producers and the animals in a worse place than we are today. And we need to develop a pathway forward to make sure that we keep these programs right-sized as populations continue to expand. And I think we're doing the right thing by making sure that some of these other den sites and packs that are starting to form, that are kind of in a similar situation as the Middle Park, where we have two adults and pups. And if they get into trouble, we start to get into different scenarios that are more and more challenging, from that livestock conflict space, but also from the growing that population towards a sustainable population level. So I'm going to defend these producers all day long. They're good people doing all the right things and trying to hang on to hope, folks, but it's getting more and more difficult for them to hang on to that hope. So we've got to stick with them and help them to the best of our ability.